Last time on Tabletop Titties, into the Revelia.
Two spotlights click into life, and standing upside down is Arachne.
Wilmer is dreaming of his palace in Wildwell. Running at him is his sister, Siaphora, and she takes out both arms and gives him a giant hug.
I believe in you.
You hear in your brain, Arachne, a message coming from your coven that an army of marionettes has descended upon the Big Top's main entrance. They need assistance now.
I am willing to bargain. I am willing to give you this chair in exchange for you calling off the marionette minions. If I agree to join you in the fight against Hector, will you call them off immediately?
I want that in writing.
You see, like, just signing all over this contract.
Signed, sealed, delivered.
Is she allowed to sign it on behalf of everybody then?
Yeah, I would say on Marge's favorites.
Perhaps if Hecna were to make an announcement, and I'm going to slowly start to turn into Hecna. I have become very disappointed with all of your performances.
You're officially invited into the funhouse. I do hope you're hungry. And the smell of noodles, bolognese sauce, and meatballs fill your noses as you feel compelled to duel in the funhouse. Bitches and gentlefolk, welcome to Tabletop Titties, a queer and feminist live Dungeons & Dragons 5th edition actual play podcast run entirely by people of marginalized genders. My name is Charlene Bear, and I'll be your dungeon goddess this evening. My pronouns are she, they, and you can call me Char. But before we get into the episode, we want to acknowledge the colonial history of Canada and how Canada has and continues to take from Indigenous people. The effects of colonization are still felt to this day, and we acknowledge that this episode is being recorded on the stolen lands of the Sequetmec, Semiamu, Catesy, Kwantlen, Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, and Coast Salish First Nations. If you would like to know more about the effects of colonization and support some Indigenous charities and organizations, you can go to the resources page on our website at tabletoptitties.com/resources. Marge's favorites are ready to go.
Hi, everybody. My name is Rachel Thielate. My pronouns are she, her, and I am playing Borba Skullcleaver, the orc barbarian, whose pronouns are also she, her.
Hello, my name is Kelly. My pronouns are they, them, and I play Asher Lochnir, the changeling Way of Mercy monk, celestial warlock, and their pronouns are also they, them.
Hello, my name is Sarah Mayfield. My pronouns are she, her, and I play Wilmer Adamith Myanus III, and he is a half-elf wild magic sorcerer.
Hello, my name is Emily Matchett. My pronouns are she, her, and I play Steve, the gnome rogue artificer, whose pronouns are also she, her.
And today, we have a very special guest joining us.
Apparently, I'm TV's B-Day Walters. I'll leave it up to you to say who I'm playing, you know? I'm
like, very interesting. Some sort of buttery carbohydrates is incoming.
I mean, buttery carbohydrates is one of my street names. You know? Tastes good, but bad for you.
We are super big on having safety tools in our game, so I want to let everybody know that we have some potential content warnings for today's episode.
I'm so nervous.
Include a big one today: character death, nobody is safe.
Oh no.
Exhaustion, zombies, webbing, spiders, marionettes and clowns, insects and maggot-like creatures, bullying, gaslighting, coercion, and mind control. If at any point in the game our players don't feel safe, we just use the X card and we'll shift the story along. Just say X, make an X with your hands, type X, doesn't matter. And for yourself, you can always just skip this episode and come back next time, because I always do a last time on. You all exit the big top and you find your mounts are waiting eagerly for you. The surrounding area is a mess of marionette limbs, spider carcasses, webbing, blood. The smell of popcorn still hangs in the air, mixed with that ash and sulfur smell of battle. But then the familiar scent of al dente carbohydrates leads you forward to your destination. On your way to the funhouse, you do stop off and redeem your final black ticket for an additional boot of Hecna, but everything in your entire being urges you onward towards the funhouse. While on your mounts, you also prepared yourselves with face paint, giving you additional buffs for the imminent battle. But you all leveled up to lucky number 13, so how are you feeling? As you make your way to Hecna, please tell me, and let's start with Wilmer.
Oh my god, I'm getting flashbacks to season one. I rolled my lovely little hit die, and I got a whopping 3 out of 6, but plus my new tough feat, I now have 6 more HP, which I won't really be able to use because I got fanged last episode. So who knows? I got a cute little butterfly tattoo on my right cheek. Wilmer's really feeling it. And he is full of determination and rage. He is ready to get the fuck back home and to end this torment that has caused him to leave everything he loves and holds dear to go to a completely different universe with different stuff. He's ready to go.
When you say filled with rage, please tell me that means that you took a level in barbarian just for shits.
No!
Barbarian sorcery,
I'm sorry,
yes.
I keep saying it.
My God.
Steve, fill us in.
Steve's feeling pretty good. She's at full health. She's doing good. And she's feeling more proficient with her magical asparagus gun.
Asher.
Asher rolled a 4, and I am now over 100, baby. I'm at 103 health. So I'm doing good. The Hecna disguise has sort of been sloughed off like dying leaves. So Asher is now once again the bush human being appearance. Very determined, but still like body exhaustion. Asher is very happy that Penn is here because it would take me a while to get to the funhouse. And I also did a butterfly, so I got a bit of extra AC going on.
Oh yeah!
Oh my god, matchy match!
I forgot all the things. I did a butterfly, and my health said 108.
Oh, given the exact numbers, as we have an enemy guest here.
I think Asher's butterfly actually is like you painted it on, but then when they changed shape, a real ass butterfly is just like slowly flapping on their cheek.
That's so good.
And last but not least, dear Borba.
Hey, what's going on? Borba has a fuck ton of health. I rolled a 6, so that's 10 extra health points. You do the math, fellow listeners. I ain't telling you shit. We're 13, level 13. I also have a butterfly on my face somewhere. It's probably really poorly drawn. I don't know where I was gonna draw it on my face. I don't even know where I put my things. It's like child butterfly.
Oh yeah.
Like it's not good, but it gives me an extra AC, so that's cool. Borba's riding her mount Britney Spears, the unicorn. And we're just going and we're feeling a little of the trauma of what is about to come. I think she has a good idea, but we're going to just deal with it.
I'm so good. Happy for Britney Spears now that you've taken the bridle off. She looks so much more free.
She looks free.
Yeah.
It's too real. And as you arrive at the smiling, open-mouthed archway entrance to the funhouse, a haze comes over you all, and you suddenly find yourselves actually in the heart of the funhouse with new signs of battle and overcome challenges on your equipment and clothes, and you have the nagging feeling of being unable to remember something. But to find out what happened to the party in the funhouse before this epic part one finale, you're going to have to subscribe to our Patreon during our season break to gain access to this bonus content. And so now you stand before once ornate doors that are now cracked and rotting, hanging off of their hinges and creaking softly in the chill wind that surrounds you. And Hecna's voice rings out jarringly loud, along with the sound of slow, echoing applause. And he says,
"Ah, there you are, loitering around my lobby like lost little puppies. You've really put the cute in execute, I'll tell you that. My poor pet's skin. It suits you, doesn't it, Borba? But dear Snout and his old friend should make quick work of you. I believe cold-blooded murder runs in the family. Isn't that right, Korak? Or should I call you Spaghetti?"
What the fuck?
"You can call me anything you like, Master. As long as I get to take my dear sister back with me into the abyss."
"Well, that does sound like a jolly good time. I perhaps will get a better vantage point from up here, and you all hear the sound of smoke and sparkles and confetti. But you unfortunately cannot see Hecna from where you are. But assuming that he is teleported somewhere. And before you all, I'll just describe the battlefield. We have a very large room in front of you, in front of the double doors. It's about 100 feet long, 80 feet across. And at the center of this area is a massive bouncy castle that has an entrance rope about 30 feet high. And atop there is where you see A creature that doesn't actually seem all that familiar to you. B-Dave, do you want to describe what Korak looks like?
"Certain compromises had to be made to find my way back to this material plane. He looks like a rotting mass of pasta, maggots, vaguely humanoid, with tusks that hang oddly out of his mouth in glowing red-hot coals where his eyes once were. And he's perpetually collapsing in on himself and reforming, just enough to stand there defiantly."
Guys, I think we made this.
"You absolutely brought this upon yourselves."
Fuck.
"Yes.
No one can say that manifestation isn't real."
Trying to think of a past pun. Going to be doing that the entire episode.
Yep.
And well, further behind the bouncy castle is quite a bit of webbing. Webbing that seems very similar to that of Arachne's coven, but also different. And a large beast is sitting nestled in the corner, chittering. 8 various appendages reach out from its center, and it is a massive red orb. And you connect the dots in your brain that this is, in fact, Snout, Hecna's other pet. You have 2 enemies before you, but what would you like to do?
I turn to Borba for guidance.
I think at this point, Borba is gonna light her axe on fire. Fuck it.
We all Avengers pose.
"Borba, I want you to know, I found my way into the hall of our ancestors. I arrived with Father, and they refused me entry, and do you know why?"
"Oh, you didn't get in. That's probably because you suck, so..."
"Because they said they couldn't rest until your disgrace was wiped from the material plane."
"Well, maybe one of us will join them today."
"Let's go together."
"Nah, I think I'd rather go by myself, but I'll make sure you don't get there. You'll go where you belong." And I just like start like flexing and like getting my axe ready.
Dr. Stella finally corks a potion, and she hands it to you, Asher. "I'm sorry it took me so long, but here we go. This should clear you right up."
Excellent. And as I like pop the cork, I'm going to turn to my still animated zombie and be like, "You look
rather hungry. Perhaps spend the next few hours attacking anything that looks like spaghetti. And I'm going to chug the potion back as the zombie like starts to shamble forward towards Korak.
I think with that, we're going to have to roll initiative, folks.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Oh, boy.
17. 7.
We're going to die. We're going to die.
I'm rolling with disadvantage on this.
You downed the potion, which means that it was a potion of vitality, Asher. You have no more exhaustion.
Ooh.
Well, fuck.
What did you get, dear Wilmer? Was it a one?
Do I have disadvantage?
This is an ability check, so yes.
Okay.
Use Tides of Chaos for your initiative.
I was like, I rolled an 8, so it's probably not going to get worse. With disadvantage, it's a 5.
I got 15.
Hey.
15 for Asher.
27.
Fuck.
God damn.
All right.
This is
which means that, dear Spaghetti, you are starting us off. What would you like to do?
I realize last time, dear sister, I took the ironic approach, making you harm and break those you love. Let's see what it's like on the other side. And I point at Steve, and I need a wisdom save.
I'm guessing it's magic.
Wow.
Yep.
Awesome. Give me that gnome advantage on that. I needed it. Still sucks, though. 12?
Crown of Madness. Ooh. Steve is mine now.
Wow.
Let me do a quick Google here. I started laughing, and then your face, like your eyes just look like they were crying for a second, and then you're like, ha ha.
What that means is you have to spend every turn attacking somebody that I decide.
Okay.
And I'm going to need you to shank Borba.
I think I know who it's gonna be.
Yeah. Okay. Just maybe.
Is this on Steve's turn or on your turn?
We got a long ways to wait if it's my turn.
Yep, it'll be on Steve's turn.
All right.
Yep.
We got a ways to wait.
Hang on a second. Humanoid.
Steve just ominously turns towards me with malicious intent, and I'm like, oh, fuck.
Yep.
All those extra attacks she was bragging about earlier.
I know,
literally. Son of a bitch.
Yep. But that's it. That's it for me. I'm going to stay up here. Because you said I'm up on the Bouncy Castle, right?
That's right. Up top.
Mm-hmm.
Is it just a full lasagna on her head now? Just on top of her?
You know, the crown of madness looks like just a plate of rotting spaghetti has just been dumped on Steve's head.
Oh my God, the fashion faux pas.
If one drop of spaghetti sauce gets on my outfit, we're going to have a real problem.
That magnificent blue hair. I know it's terrible. Yep.
With that, it is Dr. Stella's turn, and she places her hands together, rubs them once or twice, and unleashes them straight forward towards the bouncy castle. Luckily, with where Spaghetti and both Snout are in a direct line, and she's going to cast a lightning bolt and requires a dex save from both you, Korak, and Snout. Snout fails.
That is going to be a 22 for Korak.
Yeah, yes. You pass. So you take half of this lightning damage. 5, 6, 7, 8.
I'm a very agile pile of rotting spaghetti.
Apparently. Well, you can just kind of like blow out of the way of whatever anything is.
Yeah, so exactly. Snout takes 38 points of lightning damage. And Korak, you take 19.
Yeah. Okay.
And
thanks, I hate it.
She is going to look at you and say, "What do you want me to do, y'all?
Help
stay alive so you can heal us.
Help me keep everyone up."
All right, I guess I'll stay near Wilmer. Wilmer needs a lot of help, it seems, usually.
Okay, I'll do my best not to take that personally.
All right, I'll stick to you like glue, Wilmer. And Borba, it is your turn.
It is not. Legendary accident. Eldritch blast, all four of them at Borba.
Oh,
before she can get her rage going.
Pew, 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 pew.
I was like, how did you know what I was going to do?
Let's see. The lowest is a 24.
Okay, holy well, all of them fuck. Fucking hit then, my dude.
Right. Okay.
All right.
Okay. Hey, no 20s, though. Let's see.
Oh, good.
Hey, you know, got that going for you, which is nice.
Uh-huh.
So that is going to be 15, 25 points of damage.
All right. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
And now, my dear.
Come on. All right. Well, with that, we will rage. Because, yes.
Hey, if you want to try to break that concentration.
Yeah. We're going to go ahead and we're going to throw a radiant javelin and a fire javelin, because I get two attacks, baby. One at Korok, one at Snout. So heck, we're going to go ahead and do those one at a time.
What's your range on these javelins? Snout's about 100 feet away from you.
Yeah.
Sorry, let me open it. It is 120 feet.
There you go. Perfect. Yeah. No disadvantage. Mm-hmm. Good to go.
That's plus 9 now. Oh, I guess, yeah, we leveled up. Duh. Mm-hmm. So 21 for the radiant damage at Korak.
All right. 21 is enough to hit him.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to go ahead and do that. So that is 10. And then I believe I get to add, that's 10 radiant damage.
Cool.
But then I also get to add 4d4 radiant damage to my first attack because I hit. And, yeah, I got a little cat in my backpack still. So that's fun. And they have magic powers now.
Magic power cats.
Yeah.
Magic power cats.
Bloof's head pops out as this happens. And you hear, like, a meow that dissolves into almost a lion-like roar.
another 10 radiant damage.
All right.
All right, let's do the fire damage javelin to Snout now. Oh, that's probably going to hit because I rolled a 19.
Yes,
so
it hits.
All right. QQ. 6. 13 fire damage.
All right. It like sticks into Snout's main carcass. And you hear an unearthly as it begins to move. Anything else on your turn, Borba?
Now that I've done that, where am I? Is there cover
currently?
Around, or is it,
you are standing in front of a wall of mirrors that are spaced out intermittently. You can get behind one of them if you wish.
Okay, I will do that. I will use some of my movement to get behind a mirror.
Great, and we'll
not
say you
help
have
me against Steve, but you know,
I mean, you can get on either side of it. What side do you want to be on?
I think I would like to not get Eldritch Blasted again. So we'll just get behind something to make sure that I can't get Eldritch Blasted.
Okay. So staying on the side that Steve still is able to see you.
Yeah.
You hide behind one of the funhouse mirrors that stretches your body up. Mm-hmm. Anything else on your turn?
I think that's it.
All right. With that, Snout.
Legendary action.
Oh, go for it.
So is she's completely behind cover?
Not from you. Oh, sorry. Yes, from you. Yes, from you.
From me,
but not from them.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. I don't know who this Asher person is, so I'm going to go ahead and send some Eldritch Blast downrange at them.
All right.
They sent a zombie after me. I'm like, where's that delightful girl who joined my side? I don't like this one. The lowest is a 19.
That hits.
Okay. All right. That is going to be 11, 15, 21 points of damage. Oof.
The remaining like extra layer of trees and such like slough off each time they get hit, and then the final one like actually hurts.
Yep.
All right.
4 beams downrange. Yep, that's it.
And with this, Snout behind you, Korak, begins to move. And it skitters along down its webbing, moving closer towards the bouncy castle, and then jumps up to match you up top. And it is going to stare daggers down at the party. Unable to see Borba or, from this angle, Wilmer, it's going to target Asher as well.
Okay.
And you hear all of you overlapping whispers. Asher, what are you? A healer? I don't see it. And I need a wisdom save from you, Asher. DC 17.
How's a 23 for that?
Damn it! All right, you pass the save, and that is all.
It hears in response in its head, "I'm sorry, Asher isn't here right now."
And any legendary action from you, Cora?
Yeah, I don't like this attitude. I'm sending four more Eldritch Blasts downrange at Asher. Yeah.
Damn.
I just look at Snout and I'm like, don't worry, friend, allow me. Let's see. The lowest was a dirty 20 this time.
Yep, that still hits.
All right. I have a fairly chonky to hit, unfortunately. Let's see here. That is going to be, 21. Oh, 31 points of damage this time.
Oof. Getting a lot of hits.
Just blasts of just nasty rotting pasta sauce. It's like hurling just chunks of himself off. Yep.
Borba, you're hiding while your friends die, suffer needlessly. So typical.
Asher, it is your turn.
Now just like parts of my body is trying to reform. I'm going to look up at Spaghetti and say, your patron has made you an abomination. Mine has made me nature herself. And I'm going to blast myself with some healing light as just like through the big top, it like tears a little bit and some of the natural light comes in. Fuck it. We're going to dump four of these into myself.
All right.
Three, four. That's going to heal me for 20. That's pretty good. Is there any like wood beams or anything near Spaghetti?
If you're looking for things that are flammable, there is a 30-foot rope that leads up to the top of the bouncy castle, but there are no wood beams nearby.
Yeah, fuck it. I don't need a starting point. I'm going to reach my hand at Korak. And just, like, roots are going to start popping up under the ground below him. And a hand-shaped root system is going to reach up and try to attempt to grapple or grab for Chill Touch.
All right.
Chill Touch is neither chill nor a touch. Wow, that's enough. Yeah.
That's 23 to hit.
Yep, that is enough.
All right. So you take 9 points of necrotic, but more importantly, you cannot heal until my next turn.
Excellent.
As it just gross Spaghetti is grabbed by these roots. I'm also going to move, let's say, 40 feet sort of like angular to the right, away from the group in case Korak has any AoE spells.
All right.
And my zombie, which kind of looks like a black raven Kanku that's just like schloffed off flesh wearing a chicken costume is going to like tumble and roll towards Spaghetti for 40 feet and then it'll eventually get there.
It's about 10 feet away from the bouncy castle.
Oh, is it?
Yep.
All right. Then it's going to move 20 feet and attempt to do a little swipe with its Kanku claws.
Sorry, from the bouncy castle, but still on the floor. Korak is 30 feet up.
All right, it's going to try to climb, I guess.
All right.
Do you want an athletics or anything?
From a zombie? I mean, it's a zombie from the Revelia. I think it's okay. It'll just start to climb.
All right, so it'll tumble and, like, bounce off of something bouncy and, like, grab onto the edge and just start climbing up.
What is this thing?
As you see it, it also, like, where organs should be, it's just more roots and, like, leaves and branches are just, like, animating this thing. It sounds like it's still a dash action to get there. So next turn it'll attack, but it's next to you.
That's right. Anything else on your turn?
No, nope, that was almost every action economy I own.
Spaghetti, anything from you?
Nope, not currently.
Which means that we are at initiative 10, meaning that fun times for our lovely Marge's favorites. You all have been making some friends in the Revelia. You know, you've got some fellow NPCs on your side. You have 8 different legendary actions that you can use between this episode and the next. With various abilities, all of the players have been are received this in advance, but comes from debuffing, damage spells, some healing spells, a few other things. But what would you like to do, team?
I think we decided on delay reinforcements, right? I know two of the characters good old friend. Can do that. So who are we asking for that first?
I would say Alice.
Yeah.
Can we do an Alice first? All right. Alice
and Gary.
Alice and Gary.
The giant clown still has Alice on his shoulder, and the green puffy-haired marionette says, "You got it," as they exit the tent, ready to delay reveler reinforcements from entering the battle.
Turned into a JRPG. I love it.
Steve, it is your turn.
So I will say, with the Crown of Madness, since Borba's out of range, she has to hit someone in range. I'll have her destroy the healer.
Oh, no.
Oh, you mean Dr. Stella, right?
Yeah.
She can't just walk, use her movement to come over?
The attack has to be before the movement. Then she's going to move to kill you next.
So I got to go for Stella then?
That's right.
All right.
I will.
Stella! Ring of the Ram, Stella then.
Oof. All right. Is this a saving throw or just to hit? I think it's to hit.
It's to hit.
AC 15. Go for it.
Oh, it's a 21.
That hits.
It's 17 damage.
Oof.
Fuck.
Dr. Stella cries out in pain as she is pushed back away from Wilmer, who she's trying to defend as she falls to the floor. 17 force damage, is it?
Yeah, but she's also pushed away from me, so now is she out of range?
She would be, yes.
Okay, Julio.
Technically, at the end of your turn, you get, after all this, you get another save to see if you can break loose from this, by the way.
Do I have to make my second attack, though? Gotta be honest. I was very excited about my second attack. Do I have to do it?
I think you have to do the movement towards somebody to attack, though.
It doesn't say use your attack action. It says make a melee attack. So I think you've only got to hit it the once.
Okay, cool. I'm a wisdom save then.
All right.
Get this gone, please.
Oh, 12 again. What the
fuck? That is not enough.
Hey.
That is not enough. I will, however, like have this. You move after the healer to stay on it, though, to keep killing the healer. She can die. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Steve, Stella, darling. You follow Stella.
I'm so sorry.
Snap out of it, girl.
Are you? Oh. Are you sure you're sorry?
Stella, darling, my will is not my own.
If anyone wants to
improve the concentration, that would be great.
I mean, I can help you with that.
Technically, I hit spaghetti, so I don't know if it is concentration.
It is, but let's see here. Hang on. Nope, good.
If anyone else would like to try, that would be amazing.
Wilmer, it is your turn.
They're all just up on the bouncy castle, right?
Yeah, two enemies, Snout and Spaghetti.
Cool, side by side on a bouncy castle. Mm-hmm. That's fun.
What you getting out of here?
I'm going to fireball them.
All right.
So that's a dex 18.
Counterspell, but the way my counterspell works. So I'll let you describe that.
Fucking Christ, I'm terrified.
No! First off, Snout fails their save, which means they take the full 28 damage.
I succeed.
So 14 for you, or,
Got it, I got
and
it.
And then, dear Wilmer, are you sure you want me to describe this, B-Div?
You wrote it, so yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Before you, a large counter appears with a red and white tablecloth over top, a variety of pasta dishes before you, and you are compelled to eat this pasta until the end of your next turn.
Like,
it's very rotten, nasty.
counter spell.
Oh, they've all got a number of worms in them. It's protein.
You
got
to carb up for those abs.
Now,
Wilmer,
you have the tough feet. Make a wisdom save to avoid having to eat these pasta dishes. So please do that now.
No, you eat. You eat tonight, boy.
We a hungry boy tonight.
I'm gonna fucking just use some fucking luck that I got in my back pocket, and I'm gonna re-roll
All
that.
All right, not taking your five. Roll again.
Okay. And that's a 12.
Unfortunately, not enough. You are compelled
Enjoy.
To.
Damn. Cool, guys, just be careful, because I'm feeling a little chaotic right now. So I don't cast any magic, just be careful.
He says with like a mouthful of fucking worms covered in marinara sauce.
At least use the utensils.
There aren't any.
Absolute embarrassment.
Wilmer, unfortunately, this means that you lose your bonus action and reaction, and we are back at the top of initiative.
I'm going to use my action to maintain control over Steve. And just watch Steve is going to execute this healer. And I'm just, so up here on the bouncy castle, is there anywhere,
oh my goodness, I should also say, the fireball still went off. Which means that the entire castle is aflame and will be down very soon.
Hey, question. Should I roll dex for my zombie? I just realized.
Yes, also, please. Yeah. Currently up there.
Hey, that's
a natural one, so how much damage was that on the fireball?
28.
Yeah, my zombie is dead. The trees inside of it burn up as it crumbles and falls in front of you.
Oof.
God.
I'm so sorry. I was not doing it.
Chaos.
Can I, from where I am, can I reach Snout's web?
Yes, you can.
Yeah, I'm going to move towards the web before this thing collapses.
Yes, okay. The web has, like, as Snout jumped to the bouncy castle, it has left a trail of webbing behind it. So you have, like, a bridge of some sort that you can head on.
I'm actually not afraid of the stickiness. Yep.
Mm.
And then I said what I said, Internet. And then that's, that'll be it for me. I very, very casually walk, and I'm just like,
fair.
Boy, but this time I think I will take them from you one by one. You will watch them suffer and you will watch them die. And only then will I grant you the sweet release. No, not even then.
And I just jump over onto the web. Yep. Yep.
At initiative 20 outside, you can hear battle breaking out. Large slams. As Gary the Giant begins buffeting your attackers that are oncoming. And that means it is Dr. Stella's turn. And quite a few of you have taken some damage.
Kill yourself!
I mean, she has also... she is going to cast Mass Healing Word as a bonus action. And she's going to affect herself, Asher, Borba, and Steve, you haven't taken any damage, have you?
Nah.
All right, she's going to do those three.
We good over here.
She says, I guess I'll use my bedside manner since it appears I might not make it out of this fight alive. And
it's not
so
my fault.
Every
it's not really me.
Every heal that she does.
Oh, it's absolutely you.
Every heal that she does, I don't need to roll for. It's going to be the maximum that it can be, which means you each receive 14 hit points.
Ooh.
Including myself, thank goodness. Poor Dr. Stella.
Including Char. Char gets some too.
And as her action, she's going to hold her action to try and continue to defend Wilmer. If Wilmer takes damage, she's going to attack whoever damages him.
I could just picture her standing beside Wilmer, protecting him while he's just crying and eating this fucking noodle.
Can he even digest pasta?
Hey, that's the real question.
When his torso is currently...
Is wax.
Wax. Oh, yeah, his torso's wax.
These are the real questions.
That's some bad indigestion.
Nothing good's going to come from this. You're going to see all this like worm pasta again. Mm-hmm. Was that the end of the healer's turn?
Yes, that is the end of their turn.
legendary actions. I'm putting four in her.
All right.
Let's see. The lowest is an 18.
Yep, they'll all hit.
Okay. All right. Just let's see. 5, 10, 14, 23 points of damage.
I'm stupid. I hit you first. I was enraged when I did that, right?
You weren't. When you hit through the radiant thing,
You have disadvantage unless you're hitting me. Stupid.
That's right. Because of your ancestral guardians.
So you might not even get. They might not even get that damage. Yeah.
Let's see then.
And it will be halved if they do hit. I'm so glad I remember now, and not like five turns from now. Holy fuck!
Well, now that I've moved to the web, can I see Borba? Because the bouncy house burned and I moved. I'll put four in Borba.
That is true.
Fine. You win.
We'll take the levels that you initially did. So the lowest was 18.
Yeah, the lowest is 18. Is that enough?
Because I'm wearing Myrmidon's yucky bit, so it would still be. But 18 is my armor class, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
What did I say for damage? It was 22 or 23. I can re-roll it if you want. I think I said 23. They may remember, or I'll re-roll it.
What kind of damage?
We'll take the 23. It's fine.
Force.
Force? Oh, okay, so I don't even have to. I don't even get to have it because it's not like.
But cool. Rachel, you were reminding us that you were wearing the yucky bit, which means that you would also have disadvantage.
Yes, but didn't he say he was taking the lower one, which still is my armor class?
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't have disadvantage to shoot her. Right?
But that's the thing. She has a magic item that gives disadvantage against her as well.
Disadvantage on everybody.
Literally everyone right now. But actually, if you hit me with it.
It goes away
until my next turn. So you'll have you'll have normal on me now.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right.
I'll take the damage. It's fine.
Let's just go with the 23. Okay. Cool.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Perfect.
And that was your legendary, correct?
That was a legendary.
Okay. Which means, Borba, it is now your turn.
Cool. I'm going to go ahead. How far away is Steve?
Steve is about 30 feet away from you.
Cool. That's my movement. I'm going to go ahead and try to grapple Steve.
Yep.
Because I don't want you to fucking hit Stella anymore.
Stop it.
I'm going to go over there and just, is that a strength check? Google's how to grapple.
Athletics versus athletics or acrobatics. You attack with athletics. She can defend with athletics or acrobatics.
Oh, I rolled really well. I'm sorry.
I rolled strength check 17.
21. Fast.
Well, I'm now out in the open, so I'm there.
Living the dream.
Anything on your bonus action, Borba?
Hitting her isn't going to snap her out of it, right? Like, would I know that? I feel like I wouldn't know that.
I would say that if you would like to try and help her out of what's the charm that has affected Steve, you can use your bonus action for that and give Steve advantage on the roll.
Okay, yeah, that's what I'll do.
Okay.
Shake by the shoulder.
Yeah. I'm like, not part of it. Yeah. Okay. So that's it then.
Okay.
That's what I'll use the rest of my stuff to do.
Snout. Korok, did you have a legendary you'd like to do?
Yeah.
All right.
We're putting four in Borba.
Yes, you are. No disadvantage because you've already hit her at this point.
I'm like, how noble, how glorious, how pointless. Would you like the good news or the bad news?
Better.
The good news first.
Well, there is no good news because the lowest was a 19 this time, and one of them is a natural 20.
Amazing. Let's go.
I can live in the dream. Yeah, I'm like,
okay. Yep.
And it's all force pachoo. Damage, so I'm taking all of it. Yeah.
Pachoo, 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 pachoo. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Choo, 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 choo,
choo. Let's see. 15, 19, 21. Only 32 points of damage.
Okay.
Yep.
Yep. Cool. We're down to double digits finally. That's cool. Mm-hmm.
Skitters up behind you, Korak, and he says in your ear, "This should help." And he targets you, Borba, out in the open. Your mind gets filled with whispers. Borba, the failure. Borba can't defend her own friends.
I'm just like flipping off the air. And
please roll a wisdom save, Borba.
All right. A natural 20.
Ooh.
Whoa. will indeed beat the save.
I'm the air, and then I realize what's doing it, and then I'm just like two middle fingers right at snout, like, fuck you.
Her stubbornness was her one and only strength.
And Snout is actually going to jump down from the burning bouncy castle onto the floor, leaving another bridge of webbing behind it. And that's the end of Snout's turn. If you'd like to do anything.
Nope, I'm gonna keep one in my back pocket here.
All right,
sure, it's your turn.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna begin walking towards Korak, trying to get at least within, let's say, 50 feet of Korak, basically at any time.
Yep.
And I'm going to say, you know, I can see why Hecna has brought you back. You both have a tendency to talk too much. And I'm going to shoot some Eldritch Blasts right back at you.
Counterspell.
Wisdom the same.
Oh boy, that's a okay, never mind. That's a 13.
Unfortunately, not enough. But you do, you're able to finish casting your Eldritch Blast before you must eat the pasta feast before you.
Oh, fuck. I forgot that the counterspell was.
The absolute struggle of being a warlock with counterspell is that I need to be 100% sure I want to use it because it's one of three things I get to do.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
All right, so let's do the Eldritch Blast first. That's a one. That's a 27 to hit. I'm sorry, that I'm counting enough. Off my Eldritch Blast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yep, nope, that's enough.
Second one is a 29 to hit.
That is also enough.
Third one is a 29 to hit. Wow. Why
that
couldn't
is
I have
enough.
Just rolled those. That is seven.
no.
That is two. And that is three. They're not that great. As petals of pollen and seed burst out of my hand and
fly towards
you.
What type of damage is this?
Pardon?
Force.
Force, okay.
Force, yeah.
And you cannot do anything else with your turn. You must eat.
I must eat this spaghetti.
Yes.
I'm just going to, like, angrily start eating it while still staring at spaghetti and be like, I don't enjoy this, but for some reason, I really want to do it.
Borba, you are the only one that can call aid as Steve's mind is corrupted.
Damn.
Both Wilmer and Asher are manja-manjaing. What would you like to do with your legendary action?
Am I allowed to discuss with the group, or does it literally just have to be me? Like, I guess it's
I mean, you
just
can discuss
me.
Out of character.
I trust,
but, yeah.
Okay. Because how are people looking health-wise right now?
I'm solid.
Fine. Okay. How's Dr. Stella doing? Although that's Dr. Stella is an action, so I don't know if she'd heal herself with that freaking superior healing.
She's okay.
Okay. So I think we're going to do one of the debuffs. Why don't we do Cacophony and Metra?
Awesome.
Yeah.
As you call for their aid, Cacophony, the the dark-skinned woman with the black buns, and her friend Metra, the marionette with the blue bob, come out before you and scramble to the top of the tent and dump out, as if very similarly to their statues from their prize room, a variety of objects, prizes, coins around, centered on Korak and Snout, or just on it's up to you, Korak or Snout, because Snout has left. Okay, Korak. Centered around Korak, in a 30-foot radius, difficult terrain surrounds you, Korak.
You say a 30-foot radius?
Yeah.
I disappear in a cloud of ash and appear 40 feet further up the web. So the difficult terrain is between me and them now.
God damn it!
Steve, it is your turn.
Steve's gonna still keep killing the healer.
But I'm right here!
That's why Steve is gonna keep killing the healer.
Yeah.
I just have a question. I have this sentinel. Can I use a reaction to, since Steve's within 5 feet of me, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because you just tried to grapple.
I can't use that to grapple? Oh.
I think you can use... No. You can't use Sentinel to grab? I guess technically if it hits, it stops the person from moving anyways.
Yep.
Yeah.
Although Steve should need to move to hit the healer. He's already on top of her.
Yeah.
Never mind.
I mean, you can hit Steve if you want.
You're also close together right now.
I'll use my reaction to shield Dr. Stella.
Okay. Yep. Are you casting shield on her?
I'm casting spirit shield so I can reduce her damage by 3d6.
Awesome. Okay, go for it, Steve.
Rapier!
Please, roll to hit.
Hey, a 14.
That does not hit.
I have not used this in a while. I'm out of practice.
And you have a chance to get out of it at the end of your turn. When your turn is done, you have a chance to break out of the effect.
Mm-hmm.
Well, advantage. Hey, that's a 15.
That is not enough.
Oh.
God damn it. I mean, the other one was a crit fail, so 15 is on. Yeah. It's getting better than 12.
I knew I was right to choose you, Steve. So much potential. I bet your parents are proud. Someone should be.
It is the end of Steve's turn. Anything else you'd like to do, Spaghetti?
No, not currently. I just Steve shouldn't have to move to stay on the healer. So,
right there.
Yep. Stay all over the doctor. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Wilmer, you continue to eat this spaghetti, this pasta, this pasta salad that really, it's got some off mayo in it. It's not the best.
The best. Sorry, here I was thinking this was top tier fine dining, and it's not?
Even before it started rotting, no. No, it wasn't. It was never top flight. Yep.
Yeah.
But now you may redo your wisdom save. You don't have to redo it. It's the end of your turn, so you're good.
You're done.
You're saved.
They lose this turn, and then they're all good.
Yeah, which means we are back to the top of the initiative.
Guess what? It's me, your gal pal Emily, here to say I hope that you're enjoying season 2 finale part 1. We had such a blast streaming this episode, and a giant thank you to B. Dave for joining us once again as Korak Skull Cleaver, but this time as Spaghetti Korak Skull Cleaver. But I want to let you know all about our ads and some other announcements, so stay tuned.
There's nothing better than waking up to a cup of fresh roasted coffee that is making a difference. Birchbark Coffee Company is First Nations owned and operated and is proud to offer organic, fair trade coffee that is grown and produced by farmers that are Indigenous descendants. Their lively and sweet Two Spirit Medium Roast supports the Two Spirit Foundation, and their Summer Solstice Dark Roast boasts flavors of black pepper and rich dark chocolate while bringing clean drinking water to Indigenous communities. Have your morning coffee make a difference by picking some up at birchbarkcoffeecompany.com or find them on social media at Birchbark Coffee Co.
I've been working on my Steve cosplay, and I found the perfect piece to finish it off at the costume shop. They have wigs, costumes, contacts, and they even have a cosplay section on their website for people just like me. Head on over to thecostumeshop.com/?? R-E-F equals sign tabletop titties to get started. That's thecostumeshoppe.com. Spelled ye old way. Make sure to use the code tabletop titties with double D's to get yourself $10 off at checkout. Maybe I should make a Imogen White cosplay next.
Elevate your look with Monday May's handcrafted beaded jewelry. Monday May Jewelry is an Afro-Indigenous jewelry brand that creates heirloom pieces for collectors who are excited to incorporate rich culture with sustainable slow fashion. Each of their timeless beaded pieces are 100% handcrafted, sustainably made, and unique. Match the minimalist danglers or the everyday fringe earrings with anything in your wardrobe, or really sparkle with a pair of statement earrings from the Legacy Collection. Celebrate culture and celebrate joy at MondayMayJewelry.com.
Guess what? There's a merch sale going on right now. Head to tabletoptitties.threadless.com to get yourself a $12 t-shirt or 10% off anything else in the store. We've also got some holiday designs up right now if you want to check that out. And a reminder as well that we've got our Pride collection, and all profits from that go towards Community, a nonprofit organization based in Vancouver that works to improve queer, trans, and two-spirit lives. We love Community. So if you go pick something up from there, you are also supporting them. Make sure you're following us on social media at Tabletop Titties. And if you tweet about the show using the hashtag TTTitties, Char Kelly might name an NPC after you. Not for this season. We only have one more episode left. I don't think there's going to be any new NPCs, but yeah, you know what? You never know. Get your tweets in. You never know what Char is planning. Make sure you're also subscribed to us on YouTube and following us on Twitch so that you can watch the shows live or check out our live streams that we post on YouTube after the fact. If you want to see all the live action stream business. I'm trying not to say shenanigans because I know I say it every week, but here we are. A little bit of a look ahead into the future. Next week, we are streaming on Tuesday, our regular stream. That'll be our season 2 finale of Into the Revelia. That's on November 30th. And then, of course, the podcast episode will come out on the Friday. The Tuesday after that, December 7th, we are doing a Q&A episode for the whole season. So for Into the Revelia and for Titties by Night. If you have any questions at all, please feel free to send them in. You can DM us on social media at Tabletop Titties or shoot us an email at tabletoptitties@gmail.com. Or even like on our website, and the contact form on our website works as well. But send in your questions and tune in to that stream live if you can, and ask us your questions in the chat and we'll answer them live. I think that is everything. That was a lot today. But once again, as always, all of this information can be found on our website, which is www.tabletoptitties.com. Every time I'm saying titties, it's with double D's. That is that. Now that is everything. I wish you the best. Enjoy the rest of this episode, and I'll chat with you next week. Bye.
As the bouncy castle begins to burn to the ground, melting underneath where you used to be, Spaghetti, you are now safe on one of Snout's webbed bridges. Please let everyone know what you'd like to do as we are at the top of initiative.
I bet he's going to be hitting me.
No, I still want Steve to destroy the doctor. Is it possible? Well, I'm here just on the far side of the difficult terrain. I want to move roughly how far up in the web relative to them down there on the ground am I right now?
You're about 30 feet up in the air right now. Mm-hmm. About even to where you were on the bouncy castle.
Keep moving further away from them in the web, like away from them.
Mm. Yep.
Because the Eldritch Blast can reach a ways. Yep. Actually, let me just double check one quick thing. Perfect. Got it. Yep.
But what would you like to do with your action as you move away?
Oh, my action is control Steve. Crown of Madness.
Oh, yes, that's, of course.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
And silly me. Yeah. What am I doing?
Yeah, no, I've outsourced violence. Yeah.
Yep. Darling, you thought that Borba's revenge was bad?
Get in line.
Yep. It's going to be rough.
Yep, that's it.
Behind all of you, you begin to hear commotion approaching the door. Reinforcements are not far behind. And it is Dr. Stella's turn. And seeing how... did you want to do any legendary actions, Spaghetti?
Well, I can't legendary myself, so I need one of them to do something. Yeah.
Can I do something real quick? I forgot that my zombie has undead fortitude, so maybe she didn't die.
All right, let's see.
So the DC for this is 33 con save, so I basically have to roll nat 20.
Good luck.
Ooh, that's a 12. That's not close at all. Now she's dead.
I'll destroy it again.
Yeah, right. Thank you. Yeah.
All right, continue.
All right, Dr. Stella sees everyone around her, feels herself being targeted, and she says,
well, I might as well get some shit done. And she's going to lightning bolt again, using her last spell slot that could have done mass healing word, and instead target Korak and Deer Snout.
Well, Korak, which means Snout went down to the ground, for sure. We cannot be in a line. It can't get us both.
It's a straight line from where Dr. Stella is, even okay. Like up towards right. You.
That's fine.
Because Snout is huge, if I did not huge? Mention. So deck save. DC 18. Or DC 15, sorry.
I got way more than that.
Snout also saves. Damn it! which means half damage for each of you, which is a total of 32 as halved.
The 32 is already halved?
Yes.
Okay.
Lightning damage. Okay. And then she is going to... mass healing rate is a bonus action. Damn it! She is going to move, position herself in front of Wilmer, between Steve and Wilmer. And that's the end of her turn.
How heroic. Flaming meatballs at everybody. I won't hit Steve, though.
Damn
although,
it.
Actually, yeah, no, I won't hit Steve. Heaven forbid. You are of some use to me currently. 1, 2, 3, 4. Change. Let me go from left to right here. So I guess against Asher, I got 24.
yeah, that'll hit me a little.
I have a significant to hit. Borba, that's a 29.
Yeah.
Wilmer, that's only a dirty 20.
That's only a dirty 20? I would like to reaction shield, please.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
Don't hit me, bitch.
And against the doctor is going to be a 22.
Yeah, that hits for sure.
Yeah, right. No, I would hate to hurt my darling Steve. So that is a 15 bludgeoning and 15 fire.
Ooh. Okay, well, take all of the fire, but I'm going to have that bludgeoning.
I'm already eating meatballs. I don't need any more.
There's always room for more meatballs.
Dr. Stella is not looking good, y'all. Mm-hmm. That's the end for you, Getty.
Cool. Mm-hmm. I passed my wild magic too. That's a fun fact.
Oh, excellent! Oh, but you did cast a spell, Wilmer. So please roll on the wild magic surge.
You don't have to do it
table.
Every time, Char.
Yes,
you do. Yes, you do.
We can just pretend that wasn't a thing.
It is. It is now. All right. Not a butterfly tattoo.
What are you complaining about? You get it back now. You can just roll advantage whenever you want.
All right, 54. It's the not drunk one. How am I rolling? I feel like I rolled wild magic like 5 to 10 times, and like I've rolled the same 3 ones over and over again.
Oof. All right, and that means you're back down to 1 being your trigger for wild magic.
Truth,
and
truth.
Borba, it is your turn.
All right, is Korak in range of javelins, 120 feet, or am I further away now because I moved? I think I might be too far. I might have to.
You are
must
within.
I must be within 120 because I wouldn't have moved it. I would not have moved. Oh, whoops. Oh, sorry. I would not have moved away from being able to shoot you. So we're within 120.
Okay.
But you are within the web.
Yep.
So partial cover for you, Spaghetti.
Okay. Oh, partial cover. Interesting. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. We're going to go ahead and throw an acid and a force at you. That's what we're going to do right now. Does a 19 hit you?
It does.
Cool. That sucked. So that's going to be... that's only 8 acid damage because I rolled a 1 on the D6.
I'll take
that's it. That's fine. And then the force damage, also a 19. So cool, awesome.
Edison.
So that's 12 force damage.
Okay.
And Dan, what we're gonna do now is we're gonna go ahead and try to move a little bit closer. I think we're gonna attempt to use my full movement to. I don't think there's anything I can do to help Steve at this point. She's just got to snap out of it herself. So we're going to head towards Korak. And eventually when we get there, we will attempt to get through the difficult terrain. But I don't even think I'm going to make it that far. It's just my 30 feet. Just go.
Do, Do I still have a disadvantage to attack anybody other than her?
Yes.
Now that it is my turn, I also have my Myrmidon's yucky bit reactivated, yes?
Yes. So cool. Disadvantage on everybody. Disadvantage on you. Disadvantage on your cow.
I'm still going to put 4 in the cleric.
Okay. Yep.
Can I concentration, though?
Oh, yeah. You do have to roll concentration for Steve's Crown of Madness from those force damages.
Oh, let's
10, because both of the damage was less than 10.
Yep. Nope. Easily. And easily. Yep.
A girl can dream.
That is. Dirty 20 on the cleric. Is that enough?
Yeah, that
She's
hits.
She's gonna fucking die, isn't she? Oh.
Another dirty 20. The good news is there would have been a crit in there, but I missed it, unfortunately. So let's see. 17 points of force damage.
Can I use my reaction to shield that?
Yes, you can, which means that go ahead and roll your damage reduction.
How close does she have to be? Because she moved 30 feet away.
Oh, that is true.
I don't think it says. I will actually check that for you, though. Hold on.
Yep.
That's valid. That's very
valid. I
can't
remember off the top of my head. I feel like it would be 60 feet.
Within 30 feet. So I only moved 30 feet. How far away was she from Steve?
She was right.
Steve was right
on top
of Rhea.
Yeah, Steve and Wilmer.
So I only moved 30 feet. So a creature I can see within 30 feet. So technically, I think you would think I'd be okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Because I only moved. Yeah. Okay.
We'll take it. Yeah.
I'm going to reduce that by 10.
So 7 total.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, I almost did that to Borba. Not Borba. Dr. Stella.
It's my job to do that to Borba.
Yeah. Anything else on your turn?
That was a legendary for me, so.
Which means, Borba, sorry, you already acted?
Yeah, I already went.
I
went after Borba, yeah.
All right, good. So it's Snout's turn. Snout is sick of you all passing its fucking saves. So it's going to jump down towards you, open up its maw, and unleash a enticing web attack on all of you in a 60-foot cone, which means it will literally attack all of you right now.
Perfect. I'm not into this.
Yeah, except for Asher. And I need you all. Oh, no, I have to roll to hit. Yep. That's going to hit all of you, which means you all take 22 points of force damage as you begin being wrapped up in sticky web. And you are restrained, each of you, in this web. Fuck. And that's the end of its turn.
Restrained means I have advantage on attack rolls, correct?
Yep. And they have disadvantage on deck saves.
So it technically would mean you are just doing a straight roll.
Yeah. I'm going to put 4 more in the cleric.
Okay.
I don't have any
action. And that is another, there's another natural 20, Borba.
Fuck, I should have waited.
You couldn't have known.
I know.
Can I react at all?
If you have a reaction that you would like to do.
I'm going to counterspell that at 5th level.
How does the...
Is it a higher level than what you cast?
So, what did you cast?
Yeah, no, it's a legendary action. Well, hang on, let's see here. But, I mean, I am casting the spell. Theoretically, he can't counterspell
using,
it.
Yep. Yeah, you are using...
All right, well, I'm
it's
like...
It's a cantrip.
While I'm just munching down on this pasta, I just, like, raise one of my
you
hands.
Can't. Oh, you can't.
If you're holding pasta.
Oh, sorry. That's why I asked if I could do a reaction.
Oh, no, not while you're eating.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay. Then never mind. I think it's about very it. Heroic. It's really cool and awesome in my head.
It's grand and beautiful. You see a second flash in fear in Quark's eyes as you raise your hand, and then you just go back to eating. It's like, okay. Let's see. Ooh, I rolled well. She's in trouble. Let's see. 28. 37 points of force damage.
She is down. Oh, Dr. Stella is down.
Steve, finish her.
Asher,
got to wait for my turn.
It is
darling.
The end of your turn.
Yep, this is the munch turn. Yep. But at the end of it, you're free.
Yes, which means that it is initiative 10, my dear players. Your legendary action comes into effect.
Well, we can't use Stella.
I mean, we have to delay reinforcements, right? Like, they're right outside the door. We can't.
We do. Toymaker, we have to.
All right, the toy maker rushes outside, beckoning its their marionette army to help them with the assistance of Stefano, and they will attempt to delay the revelers, clowns, and jawbreakers attempting to enter the space.
Delaying the inevitable at this point, but...
and that's the end of your legendary action. So, Steve, it is your turn. You were told to attempt to stab Stella's unconscious body. This will be an automatic critical.
So roll
low.
Oh,
no, you still have to attack, but if you do hit, it's a crit.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Roll low, but you have advantage. Roll low.
all right, so hold on. Let me read restrained, because you're restrained, but you're point blank, so you don't have to move.
Oh, ooh, yeah,
true. So... She's incapacitated, so you have advantage, but you're restrained, so you have disadvantage. So it's an even roll.
It's
an even roll.
Yeah.
Even roll. Roll.
Mm-hmm. Steve, the moment, raises her rapier and 21. Oh! Oh! No!
That hits, and that is 2 death saves for Stella.
Why can't Steve just suck, though?
Yeah, she usually does. This is the thing. I always roll like absolute trash.
Literally.
You have a chance to get out of it, though. At the end of your turn, you have a chance to get out.
Yeah, now.
Mm-hmm. Don't give me a reason to yell Stella 18? In agony.
18 is not enough.
Steve, as you see Dr. Stella's body below you, and you're reminded of the countless times that she came to your aid, I will grant you advantage at the sight of her desecrated body at your hand.
I already have advantage because I'm a gnome. That's with advantage already.
My cool speech and everything doesn't even matter. All right. Yeah,
sorry.
Living the dream.
It would be terrible if this were a time that I sent meatballs at everybody that can't be counterspelled. So I blast the doctor and push her over the edge.
Holy
I attack them all.
Shit.
Is it a spell, though?
Nope.
It is not a spell. It's an ability.
Is it a save?
Nope.
It's an attack
from me. Yep.
Technically, Sarah, do the thing.
Go for it, Sarah.
Is this an attack roll? This is an attack roll.
It's an attack roll.
There's a dice attack roll. Being rolled currently.
Yeah.
You are rolling a dice.
I would like to look
down at my spaghetti-laden torso and see a ring of dice around my neck. And then I'll pluck one off there. Sorry, let me just pull up which ones I have.
It only, you're swapping out one, then he's rolling multiple.
Swap out Stella's.
But Stella's down, dudes.
If I hit her again, she's finished.
I can get her at a range if you stop him from destroying her.
I'm going to hit everybody in.
I'm just
you're
saying.
You're all close together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So each meatball has like a 10-foot radius.
Mm-hmm.
These are massive meatballs raining down from the sky. I just don't want you to waste your ability, Wilmer. I think this would not be the time.
This might not be.
But then we're going to be out for so long. Okay, fine. I won't do it.
I mean, you can use it if you'd like to. You can use it if you want to.
No.
Zone of safety. It's up to you.
I won't. It's fine.
Okay. She is prone, so technically you would have disadvantage on the attack roll.
Is she prone or she's webbed up?
Oh, that's true. Nope. Her lifeless body hangs in the web.
Yep. Let's see. That's is a dirty 20 enough to hit Asher?
Yes, but I have to tell you, I am at 69 health, so do you actually want to hit me?
Nice. Asher is safe now. You know what I mean? Yeah. Asher for the rest of the fight here. Then I hit everybody for
perfect.
15 bludgeoning and 15 fire.
Oof, faloof.
Dr. Stella dies.
Oh my god. Oh my god, guys. My little waxen torso melts a little because I'm a little sensitive to fire.
Oh no. Crushed by meatballs is how I want to go, though, so.
Mm-hmm.
Truth.
You're still standing, Wilmer.
Hello. All right. I look our good old friend Korak right in the eyes, and I extend a little skinny, angry, fucking meatball-covered finger
And I would like to cast Disintegrate at 6th level.
Whoa! 6th level!
That's the main level of Disintegrate, so I can't really cast it at a lower level, but I appreciate the enthusiasm.
Well, this is your getting first 6th level spell, isn't it?
True.
It is. That's a moment. Also, this is a moment for you.
And it's also a moment for me, counterspell.
I would like to counterspell your fucking counterspell.
Yeah.
Hang on. Well, but my it is literally like counter. Like what's at the? It's not a spell. It's an ability.
Goddamn bullshit!
You still get to do your disintegrate. I don't stop the
this
disintegrate.
This is why I made it the way I did.
Yeah,
your toy.
It's a bit of levity.
Perfect.
Holy fuck!
So that's 70. What kind of damage is that?
I got a 21 on the save. I think it's force. Didn't disintegrate force?
Yeah, force. So it's a, sorry, you don't actually get the save though. So now I'm gonna use my fucking necklace. No.
Oh wait.
Oh,
what?
You're gonna use your magic
item. I'm using my magic necklace, and you're gonna roll a dice that's low enough, which I'm going to decide at this very moment. You're gonna roll a d12, which is not enough to pass.
Okay.
So take
actually,
all.
You don't know because they add to saving throws. Do you
want
to choose a d12?
Yeah. What? You add to saving throws even if you change the dice?
Yeah.
It's just replacing the die. Yep. It's not replacing the
add-on. Like, okay, sorry. That's where I misunderstood
whatever
this.
The fuck modifier. Yeah,
yeah. So I'm going to change it to a d6.
Okay. Go ahead and roll.
Let's see. That is a 14.
Total?
Ow. Is that save?
No.
Yeah, total.
DC's 18. Baby.
Yep. All right.
70.
Oh my god, I got so scared.
Yeah.
All right. I guess I'm gonna fucking eat some more nasty pasta. BRB,
well,
guys.
You have a wisdom save. You have a chance.
I have a wisdom save. Yeah. I have a chance.
Oh. All
right.
Did you get in that one?
Oh my god.
Can I use my ability to bend luck?
Yeah, do it.
You can. Yeah.
Always be
wild
magic surging.
Yeah, it's a little better. It's 15. I mean, it's not a nat 1, so at least.
Not enough.
It's still not enough. Not enough.
But it's not a nat 1, at least. Mm-hmm.
That'll be enough of that.
Okay, cool. I legit, you know, I actually really like the taste, you know. It's really, you require a developed palate to really appreciate the dung on these worms. Yeah, that's what I'm eating.
It's practically compost at this point, which, you know, I'm all right with it.
At least it's healthy. I don't know. I'm trying to help.
Korak, it is your turn.
Is it?
We're back at the top of initiative.
We're back around to the top. Great. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Steve, bring me that cleric's head. And I keep moving further away from Borba.
All right, you've used your action and your movement.
She's dead already. This is pointless.
She can be brought back, not if she's in pieces.
Oh, fuck.
And you, the sound of a crowd behind you, Marge's favorites, is imminent. It is Dr. Stella's turn. She's no more. Borba, it is your turn next in the initiative.
All right. I'm going to... hold on. I think I know what I want to do. I just want to make sure. Yeah. Okay. How far away did you move, Korak?
I'm within 120. I mean, I would not go further than I can hurt you. So I'm within 120.
And this room is 100 feet long. So, yeah.
Okay, so I will always be in range for ranged stuff. Okay, we're going to go
ahead.
Am I
still partial cover because I'm up? I got the higher ground on the webs?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
I'm going to go ahead and chuck a button bomb at this person here.
All right, go for it.
I don't know what that means, but I hate it.
22, so that will hit.
Are you rolling with disadvantage? Because you're restrained.
Oh,
you are in the web.
Still might hit. You got
still a 22. We rolled.
Ooh.
Woo!
We're good. So that is 3d6 of bludgeoning damage. So hold, please.
Okay. For your item, does it stop? Is it only the first source of damage or is it against the attack?
Sorry?
The thing that gives disadvantage when I attack you? Your yucky bit or whatever?
It's only the my yucky bit. It only gives against a disadvantage against me when you attack me. Yeah. Sorry, what was the question?
Until
well,
you hit.
If I'm sending four beams, are all four beams a disadvantage, or is the first beam a disadvantage unless
as
I hit?
Soon as you hit me, okay. It deactivates until my turn.
Dig so hold it.
On. Yeah.
I'm going to just start rolling damage. Okay, thanks.
Oh, my God.
Let's have an orc sibling shootout.
So, yeah, really?
That is 16 bludgeoning damage. I'm going right. to go ahead and do another one.
Okay.
Go for it.
That's a 19 or... Okay, so that one, yeah, it's so a 19 because I rolled yep. a 19, so we're good. So that yeah. we'll take the 19 because yep, I'm plus 9. Enough. So mm-hmm.
Go ahead and roll damage.
That's 16 bludgeoning for the second one.
All nice. Right. The lowest I got was a 22 against okay. you.
Cool.
And one of those is a natural 20.
You're going to kill me, my dude.
He's putting 4 in your chest. I'm going to send you to see your friend now. Let's see. That is going to be 18... 35 points of force damage.
35? Okay. Mm-hmm. I am out.
You're down?
I'm down.
Snout, bring her to me.
And that's after it.
That was it. Yeah.
Four of us turn. It is Snout's turn. And Snout's round body scutters towards you, Borba. And its maw picks you up by the head and begins to drag you into the webs. Wilmer, you have an attack of opportunity if you'd like to take it.
But don't I not have reactions because I'm eating fucking eating pasta?
Yes, you're eating pasta.
No. Bide, please correct me. Can Steve still take her reaction if she would like to under the crown of madness?
She is charmed, so she can't. She belongs to me.
And Snout moves away from the party, heading towards you, Korak. It'll take, what is Snout's movement? Going on its web, it moves quicker, so it almost reaches you, but does not. It will, however, use its action to take a bite at you, Borba.
Dungeon Master, I've asked you a question also.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, also good call. Did Korak concentrate on disintegration spell for Steve's? Technically, yep. We'll do this first because Steve yep. might be able to stop Snout.
Yep. I guess what was the DC? Because I took quite a lot of damage.
It was 70 damage.
To be 45.
Holy crap. Can actually, you even make past
35.
That?
Oh, no, wait, 35. Sorry. I'm bad at math.
Half, but still.
Still a lot.
Let's see. What's his casting stat?
My casting stat?
No, me. What's his?
Yeah, charisma.
Okay, hang on. I cannot hold it. Steve would get loose.
Ooh,
you
baby!
Buddy. Snout Full begins help, to move baby. Away from you, Steve, as you actually, snap out of it. And you have your reaction if you would like to take it.
Hey, I'm going to do
wait,
something.
Actually, hang on. Wait a second. Steve was 30 feet away from Borba because Borba moved away and Steve is restrained.
Yeah.
In the webs.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Steve's over killing the cleric.
That's fine.
Okay. So that's not an attack of opportunity.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Mm.
Yes. Yeah. So it's not a reaction.
Nah.
That's true.
But
that is very yeah. true. But you are free from the crown of madness.
Mm-hmm.
So on your turn, you'll be able to do something. Which means
unless
that,
I do it again, if I want to.
Motherfucking it.
Snout chomps like down said, on you.
You thought Borba's revenge was bad? Cool. You fucking wrecked my outfit.
Yeah.
And Snout does chomp down, but only rolled a 6 on the die. So I actually have to check if it hits as you're in its mouth, literally.
I mean, doesn't it? Oh, my armor class is 18, but I don't know if that matters.
Yeah.
Because
I'm
literally lying there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the creature has advantage, also, so it doesn't automatically hit, but it does have advantage.
Okay.
So 11 on the second die, which means it will hit with a 19, Borba.
Okay. Well, okay. So
And this counts as a critical hit, which means you're going to take double damage.
So
you're unconscious.
Two
death saves.
Two fails.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Cool.
And that's the end of Snout's turn. Asher, it is your turn.
The end of Snell's turn, I just say, sister, I had something else in mind for this, but you can just die. Meatball, blaster in the back, shoot them all.
Snout takes some of this damage as well as the AoE effect comes raining down on you. Go ahead and roll damage.
You know what? Just out of spite, I'm still not going to shoot my dear sweet Steve, my most willing accomplice. The rest of them get it. Oh, and that is a natural 20 on Asher. Wilmer.
Mm-hmm.
That is, again, just a dirty 20, which I think your shield can theoretically get out of if you want to use
it. So here's my question. I can't shield because I don't have any reactions, but when I take damage, does it break whatever's making me eat this pasta?
It actually doesn't. The way that the spell is built, it does not.
All right,
because it doesn't stop the spell. It just takes you out of the next thing.
Nice.
Important point of clarification, Dungeon Master.
Mm-hmm.
On a 20... Is it just the bludgeoning that is doubled and not the fire, or is it the bludgeoning and the fire is
doubled? It is double dice, so both.
Then that is 15 for Borbo, which according to my calculations is enough to send her to hell. That is 15 bludgeoning and 15 fire on Wilmer, and 30 bludgeoning and 30 fire on Asher.
Hell yeah, fam. Yeah, you just kill the forest with your fire.
Bye! Asher, are you still up?
Nope.
I'm down.
So as a meatball hits the fucking forest body of Asher, just disintegrates.
Perfect.
My lord Hecna, my work here is done. I don't care if Snout eats whatever's left of her. I have broken her body and her spirit and her friend. What do you bid me do now?
Over the loudspeakers, you all hear them crinkle to life.
You gotta give me a turn.
You gotta give me one turn. But please, I see that the show is just about to begin. I love it when it gets good. Stay, decimate them all.
Steve, it is your turn.
As you wish. Although you restrained, kid.
How far away am I?
Like a 100 feet.
Well, you did move forward to get to Dr. Stella, so you're about 60 feet away from where Korak is.
Excellent. I'd like to use my bonus action steady aim so that I don't have disadvantage on my next two attacks.
Mm-hmm.
Does a 24 hit?
It does.
Excellent. And because I have advantage, that's also sneak attack. So we're going to do...
Well, it's even. It's even. You would have had disadvantage. So if steady aim, should be even. Yep. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
12 piercing damage and 7 poison damage for you.
Okay.
And then my next one's at disadvantage because only my first one is flat? Question mark?
Is that a question?
Or do I get the steady aim on both?
I'll give you the steady aim on both.
Yeah.
19?
That hits.
19 is enough. Yep.
Dealing 13 piercing damage and 7 poison damage and you're throwing up.
I'm immune to poison.
I'm already gross. Asher, did I skip your turn? I'm so sorry.
I think Spaghetti used a legendary action just before my turn.
Okay, so technically, it would be point in the initiative. Save. Yeah.
No, it is not, my friend. So the beginning of my turn, where there's just like basically like a garden now has fallen to the ground. Three of the flowers of my artificial limb are going to bloom and a cloud of pollen will form over my body as just like, without even bending, just like reforms at the spot. And I am back up with 5 hit points. All right. I have a couple questions, DM, as this will determine my entire turn.
Yes.
How close is Wilmer to Borba?
30 feet away, because Borba had moved.
Fuck. How far is
Dr. Stella is dead next to Wilmer.
But like dead. Like she failed three dead saves.
She's not even there
did
anymore.
Did Steve ever actually behead Dr. Stella?
No.
Unfortunately.
Snapped out of it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. And how far is Wilmer from me is the other question.
Wilmer's right next to Dr. Stella.
And how far are they though?
Sorry, where are you?
I'm like, I was walking towards.
Yeah, I Korak, think they're like pretty near
the bouncy house. Yeah, so you're probably like within 20 feet.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm gonna.
Theater of the mind is hard sometimes.
Yeah. It's rough. A lot's happening.
I'm gonna run towards Wilmer, and as I do, I'm going to bonus action healing light and pop. Let's just do fucking all of the candy flowers on my leg.
Yep.
So you're going to get 25 plus. Whoa. I'm gonna use every healing light I'm allowed to. 2, 3, 4, 5. And basically like a sunburst beam of healing radiant light is going to hit you for another 21 points of healing as... like this candy scented spotlight of just pure god ray energy is going to land on your body, Wilmer.
Cool.
As I steal one of the diamonds off of your fucking coat.
Nice. Hot.
Give me that. One sec. Sorry. I'm going to touch Dr. Stella and basically like grow a root system, demolishing the diamond into. Her heart.
I don't think you can healing word and revivify at the same
time. That wasn't healing
word. It wasn't
word.
Healing word.
That was healing light, because I'm a celestial warlock. Pew, 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 pew.
But if you cast a spell as a bonus action, you can only cast a cantrip as your main action.
Healing light's a feature. Spell.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a feature.
Yeah.
Okay.
So right. Now as I stand here in the god rays that are healing Wilmer, I'm going to revivify Stella by just basically like reaching the roots into her heart and just like start pumping again, and I'll leave the roots there. So she's basically got a root system pacemaker now.
Cool.
As I think Revivify only brings her back to one health, though.
Yes.
So.
But her death saves reset, and she has one health, so she's up. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else on your turn, Asher?
I'm gonna.
Are you? I said 20 feet away. I'll just remind you that everyone is incredibly close together right now.
Yeah. So can I retcon that I grab two diamonds and then run towards...
If you retcon two diamonds, I'm going to retcon that you were webbed. So.
Okay, that's true. Yeah. Then I will not... all right. Then I will end my turn there next to Wilmer in the healing light with 5 health. We're good. We're going to survive.
I'm sending meatballs at all of them.
Fredo, now?
I'll send you back to hell. Both Asher and the cleric.
Hello?
And Wilmer. And still not Steve.
Still not Steve.
Okay.
Only got a 19 against Asher, though. Is that enough to hit you?
Yeah, it still hits. I think I'm down again.
What's the plus one of your butterfly?
Yeah, I got 17 AC.
There's 15 bludgeoning, 15 fire to the cleric, to Asher, to Wilmer.
Dr. Stella has 2 death saves.
Fucking hell. You know what happens? You little fucking shit. Wilmer, burned, slightly melted, looks up with 1 HP.
God.
And he says, "Hey, did it hurt? Finding out you were a little fucking bitch." And just like does that thing where he's like, eyes on him, eyes on you. I'ma fuck you up.
Just 2 bodies laying next to you.
3 bodies.
That's fine. Mm-hmm.
I asked another question there.
I know,
Dungeon
I
DM'd
the wrong person. Yeah. I have so many DMs.
A lot's happening. I know. This is a different question. A lot's having very unique mechanics over here. Okay.
That was the end of Asher's turn?
Yes.
Yeah, that was a big old turn.
Players, Steve and Wilmer. You are the only 2 up, and you have a legendary action that you can take.
What are we thinking?
Damage, destruction.
I gotta look at them now that I can actually contribute.
What?
I think she said she has to read them.
I mean, whatever a distraction is sounds good.
Yeah, I feel like Arachne.
Yeah.
Fuck it up. Let's get some
theatrics
in here.
Let's get some fucking musical theater up
in
this,
bitch. It's not
dramatic
enough.
A werespider begins to come down, and your fellow laugh tenant, Spaghetti, you see before you, as he and a merry band of fellow werespiders begin to perform at musical theater, causing you to have disadvantage on all attack rolls, ability checks, and saving throws for the next turn.
That's okay. That's unexpected. I don't really know that that's what Hecna had in mind, but one last question for you there, Dungeon Master. Apologies.
No problemo. I also will say who is on deck, which is Steve. It is your turn.
Hi. What is the range on this? 60 feet? I'm within 60 feet. I'm still in this. I'm still fucking restrained, but I can do this, I think. 60 feet? Yes?
Yes. You are within 60
Excellent.
Feet.
Excellent. I'm going to cast Catapult.
Go for it.
At a first level. And I would like to catapult the mystery potion from Sophie's lab at Korak.
Ooh.
I don't know what it does. We'll see what happens.
It's a wheel.
Mystery potion. I guess we're about to let's play in a hard mode. Let's go. I don't know what it does either. Come at
me. I don't know what it does. Dex save. A disadvantage because Arachne's here.
Let's see. That is going to be an 18.
18 is the save.
At disadvantage. So the potion itself hits the floor and splashes up. I will say that it will affect Korak for only one turn. Your next turn, Korak. And I will DM you what happens to you.
Okay.
I don't know what happens.
You heal for 200.
Potion of heroism. You know, right. Yo, Korak.
What else on your turn, Steve?
I will bonus action. I don't want to use this yet. I'll bonus action tell Bobbin to.
I was like, if you're going to use it, I feel like now's the time.
I only have one spell slot for spiritual weapon, though. Like, I can only use it once.
But it's up and you can bonus action attack with it.
And isn't it concentration?
It'll be concentration. Up for a while. That's true. Yeah.
It's up to you.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
we don't tell you what to do. You do what you want on your turn. Sick.
Bobbin's attacking.
Spiritual weapon is actually not concentration. It seems like it is,
yes,
but it isn't.
That's right.
Oh, that's sick. That's good to know.
Does an 18 hit?
It does.
And my tiny little mechanical bracelet spider hits you with 7 little pins.
Thanks, I hate it.
Literally piercing.
That's it.
It's cutting it. Spaghetti like a monster.
That's it for you, Wilmer. Yeah. I need a death save.
But before I'm up you do with so, one HP.
Oh, I'm so sorry. You are
I
up.
Am staring vengeancy into Korak's face.
Oh, no, legendary action. Yeah. Did you want a legendary?
I think I used them all this time.
Oh, yeah. It's the end. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're safe, Wilmer. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Safe is debatable.
Yeah, I know. I agree. I'm casting haste on myself.
All right.
Sweet. So basically
that sweet boost of AC.
That sweet boost of AC, that sweet boost of actions. I see that I'm probably gonna fucking die anyways. Might as well. Living the dream. And then bonus action, going to consume a greater healing from my super cool belt, which is...
You're welcome.
4d4. Thank you for hooking a girl up with that. So that is... Stop saying B, Dave. It's freaking me out.
I'm like, go on.
I actively don't like this. So here's my question. Since I cast haste at the beginning of my turn, do I get the bonus action that I get from it?
Yeah, you would get it.
Perfect. So I guess I'm so scared. Yes, I'm gonna firebolt Korak.
Bonus the you can only attack, dash, disengage, hide, or use an object with your extra haste action.
Oh, yeah, it's 1 minute. Okay, then I guess I'm just gonna, I'm running the fuck away from my friends.
I was gonna say, you know what a good item to use is a little health potion on your buddy.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Okay, I'm a palm you a health potion.
I'm out. I'm down.
What? I thought you got back up. Oh, my goodness. What is happening?
I'm down again. Mm-hmm.
All right, yeah, I guess my full action is forcing Asher to drink my other health potion. And then I am going to use none of my lull of whatever's left to just kind of skulk away, which is 30 feet of movement.
What's the roll for the health potion?
44 plus 4.
I'm up with 15. Heck yeah.
Cool. Yeah, so I'm running, I guess, to the right of the room because I feel like everything's happening on the left, unless my theory of the mind was fucked. Yeah.
Which means we are back up to top of initiative.
Does that make it my turn?
It does.
You see, Korak disappears into a cloud of ash and reappears next to Borba and Snout. And just wraps spaghetti tendrils around Borba and turns and looks and says, Steve, I'm going to spare them because you have to face them and know this is all your fault. And flies away with Borba's body.
And as spaghetti flies, which was the effect of the potion from Patreon that you threw at him.
No!
Borba's backpack falls from her lifeless body, just 5 feet up from the air. And Floof's head pops out of the bag, staring up as his mom flies away. Is there anything you would like to say, Rachel, in this moment?
Give me a second.
Emotions!
I do want, just for the audience to know, this all seems awful, but everything that happened was consented to in advance.
100%.
You know, all parties.
100%.
Was, you know? Okay, right.
I literally have... Don't worry, I have plans. As the backpack... I'm assuming he's like midair, Loof, at this moment.
Mm-hmm.
You will notice that as Korak takes... Borba, all of her magical attunement items do not go with what she was. And as Floof and the backpack fall, you see it feather fall. And you see an orb of protective, I don't know if you want to call it a force field, around Floof as he floats to the bottom and hits the floor and just curls up in what was Borba's belongings, and Floof has time to process. And there is possibly a metamorphosis in his mind.
I have one final question.
Oh, I'll let you have it.
Can I quickly grab Borba's soul before it leaves?
I'll let Rachel decide the answer.
I'll only
to
have
that.
It to let you know. I would only have it for a short time before it left. But if you don't want me to, that's okay.
She's not able to stay long. But if you have something you need to tell her, then I will allow it.
Lying on the ground, I'm going to reach out, basically. Almost dead, and quickly grab her soul and pull it into a small little, like, root cage so that we can talk to it a little bit before it has a chance to leave. And that's it.
We'll start part two of our finale with a heart to heart. That's it for today. Listening to Tabletop Titties Into the Revelia.
Charlene Bayer is our Dungeon Master, and our Season 2 players include Emily Matchett, Kelly Wright, Sarah Mayfield, and Rachel Thielade.
Our sound engineer and logo designer is Kelly Wright, and our episodes are edited by Emily Matchett.
All music featured in Tabletop Titties is from the website Pixabay and CompetechMusic.com by Kevin McLeod, using a Creative Commons license, or FreeMusicArchive.org. In our second season, we also feature music created for the Hecna Kickstarter by Mint Potion.
The
The easiest way to support Tabletop Titties is by becoming a patron at patreon.com/tabletoptitties.
And don't forget to check out our merch at threadless.tabletoptitties.com.
For more information, including a full list of songs used in every episode, please check out our website, tabletoptitties.com. That's Tabletop Titties with double D's if you know what we mean.